9:48. What a lousy weekend. The Packers look horrible. My DVR did not record Grimm. I have not seen Grimm. I believe we can catch it online. Is it a good one? Good stuff? Really? Jason says it was a good episode. We're way behind him. Blue Bloods. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then the Packers just... The Dow, however, is again over 16,000. It's at 16,004. 16,004. It cannot last forever. Maybe later this week. We'll spend some time on that. Also, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but later this week, we are going to spend a lot of time. This, of course, two great moments, not great, but two profound moments in history. One of them great, the Gettysburg Address, November 19th, 1863. The 150th anniversary of that. Friday, of course, is the anniversary of one of the blackest of Fridays in the 20th century, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We're going to be talking a lot about that this week, particularly the mythology of Kennedy. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff all over the media, Jason. You're right. Do you know what CBS is doing? At CBS.com or CBSNews.com at 12:38 Central this Friday. They're going to start streaming their entire 4 days of coverage all the way through the funeral on Monday, November, 25th, 1963. Yeah. The whole thing. I wonder if they're going to archive it because bits and pieces of it have been seen. I remember the 25th anniversary. By the way, I was wrong. A lot of documents are going to be released in 2017. I thought it was like another 50 years. So in 4 years, we're going to find out a lot more. I'm among those who have my suspicions of whether Oswald acted alone. And I'm among those who put the finger at the mob just because they've kept it secret for 50 years, if it was a conspiracy. That's got mob written all over it. It does. If anybody's going to keep a secret, it's the mob. That I lean to not believing. Anyway, and tomorrow, the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, I want to spend some time on that as well. Oh, don't forget, this also this Friday, those of you in the Green Bay area, it's your turn. I met four families of children with cancer. I'm at Nicolet Bank, downtown Green Bay. That's where we've done it for years here in Green Bay. We are at Nicolet Bank, and thanks to everyone who came out, said hi, and gave generously in Wausau Rib Mountain, actually, on Friday. Green Bay, this Friday, 8:30 to 11, do not miss it. Last couple of weeks have been really bad weeks for McDonald's. You aware of this? As Money Watch, CBS News' Money Watch put it this way. McDonald's took a stab at hipness recently by plunging into a new advertising medium, paid trending topics on Twitter. So you actually pay for something to be a trending topic on Twitter. Unfortunately, their choice of campaign was promoting the return of the Mystery Meat McRib sandwich. This turned what could have been a new media master move into a recipe for embarrassment. Among the uncensored Twitterati responses McDonald received for the 80,000 it reportedly spent for its hashtag McRib is back, full-day sponsored trending topic, leaving out the ones that use language, not reprintable here. The McRib looks vicious and gross. The McRib is back, now with 23% less rat meat per serving. Oh, Lord. When I grow up, I want to have a farm and raise whatever animal the McRib is made of. To sum up, McDonald's lost complete control of the campaign, which spiraled off into endless chains of frequently retweeted remarks about the disgusting, fattening, and non-food-like qualities of the McRib. By the way, I am not saying all of those things are true, nor is CBS, but that's what was out there. Not a good outcome and a cautionary tale for any brand that fantasizes about going viral on the internet. It's not always a good thing. Then, shortly after that, somebody posted to Reddit a photo of what is purported to be, and McDonald's doesn't seem to be denying it, the frozen meat that's used in the McRib. You saw that, right, Jason? Well, I knew it looked like that. I knew those were phony bones. I've had one in my whole life. Not a fan. You're wondering if you ever had one, Jason? It's pretty unforgettable. I mean, to me, it was kind of like a pork-tasting sandwich. It wasn't terrible. It just, I think I had one. I'm thinking maybe two, but I'm pretty sure it's only one. Because a friend, if it was more than once, I remember the first time. Because this friend thought they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. Just thought they were magnificent. And yeah, it's like, I don't know, kind of like prefabricated meat in barbecue sauce didn't really do anything for me. The McRib has always been a tricky thing for McDonald's because it's a small audience that appreciates it, but they're cult about it. They're just crazy, crazy about it. What McDonald's tried to do with the Twitter, the paid Twitter trending topic, was to tap into that. What they miscalculated is how many people don't really care for that product or diss it without ever trying it, which is entirely possible too. But then that photo went viral. The photo thing I didn't get. I knew what that was. I knew what McRib was and wasn't. I knew it wasn't a real piece of rib. I got that. So I was surprised that people were surprised to see what it was made of. There are at least two things I want to get to in the next hour. I would like to get to three, but I'm shooting for two here. I need to address people who don't understand what President Obama did last week. There are those who think he actually caved with saying people could keep their insurance. I have a couple of ardent Ted Cruz supporters on my Facebook page who think that was a victory for Ted Cruz. I don't care if they think that, but to be so woefully misunderstanding about what the president did. The president didn't cave. The president threw a red herring out there on Thursday. And by the way, insurance companies immediately and throughout the weekend said, hey, we can't actually give you your policy back. The president didn't consult with us. He finally did that on Friday. They're like, yeah, no, we actually can't do this. That was an attempt to keep Democrats from voting for the Fred Upton plan on Friday. 39 did. In the end, 39 did. This had nothing to do with pressure brought to bear by Ted Cruz and his defund effort. None whatsoever. This is a product of it collapsing under its own weight, as I had predicted. And if anyone can say, I told you so here, you know who it is? Well, I suppose it's me, but more importantly than that, you know who it is? It's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson's strategy has been exactly right. And when I had Ron on Friday, this is why I pressed him. Look, should Republicans really be pushing much harder now for repeal? And here was the mistake, especially in the House, only in the House, voting for repeal and voting for repeal, 40 sometimes? Because they were meaningless gestures. Now people realize how horrible this is, and they might want to actually see it repealed. And Republicans might actually have the leverage to do that much sooner than later. Later in the next hour, I'm going to get to that. We're going to start the next hour by talking about an incredible smear piece Gannett Media did on hunting over the weekend. I was so angry. I mean, I was viscerally angry reading this. I will share it with you and we'll get your thoughts on it. Does hunting harm young minds? Oh, yeah, that's the harming young minds while you play this bumper. It's 9:58. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.